If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Tom. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. The Shroud of Turin is a 14-foot by 3.5-foot linen cloth believed by many to be the burial cloth of Jesus Christ. There is a faint image of a man with the wounds of Christ embedded in the cloth. Many believe that this image is the result of the power of the resurrection. Not much is recorded about the shroud prior to the 15th century. We know that in 1453, Margaret de Charnay deeded the shroud to the House of Savoy. We know that it was damaged in a fire in a chapel of Chambray, capital of Savoy, where it was stored in 1532. And we know that in 1578, Emmanuel Philibert, Duke of Savoy, ordered the cloth to be brought to Turin, where it remains to this day. The shroud goes on public display every 5 to 10 years. The last time it went on display was in 2015, and it is scheduled to go on display in 2025. Despite the fact that many Catholics, as well as other Christians, believe the shroud to be the actual burial cloth of Jesus, the Catholic Church does not make that claim. It is neutral on whether or not the shroud is Jesus' actual burial cloth. Officially, the shroud is venerated in the Catholic Church as an icon, not necessarily a relic. What's the difference between an icon and a relic? A relic is something associated with a saint. A first-class relic is part of a saint's body, such as a piece of bone. A second-class relic is something owned by them or something off their body, such as a piece of hair. A third-class relic is anything a saint has touched. An icon could be a relic, but it could also be something that represents something, but isn't actually it, like a statue of Jesus or Mary. Suffice it to say that all relics are icons, but not all icons are relics. If the Shroud of Turin is indeed the burial cloth of Jesus, as I and many others believe, it would be a third-class relic. Now, many, if not all, skeptics will say that the Shroud of Turin was proven to be a medieval forgery by a carbon-14 test, which dated it to around the 14th century. Let's look at that, shall we? Never mind the fact that carbon-14 testing has been shown on several occasions to be inaccurate. There are very good reasons to believe that this particular test was wrong and should be thrown out. In the 1970s and early 80s, the Vatican allowed a team of scientists to run tests on the shroud. This team was called STRP, an acronym for Shroud of Turin Research Project. In 1988, a sample was taken for carbon-14 testing in order to date the shroud. Samples were sent to the University of Oxford, the University of Arizona, and the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich. In 1989, these scientists reported that their combined results dated the cloth to have originated somewhere between 1260 and 1390 AD, with a confidence level of 95%. However, the team who took the sample violated the protocols established by STRP. They took one sample from an area known to have been repaired because of the fire in the 16th century, when the protocols called for 7 samples to be taken from different areas of the shroud. The fire of 1532 partially burned this area of the shroud. It was restored through a technique known as invisible weaving. Colored cotton threads were woven into the cloth. Since these threads were younger than the rest of the shroud, they gave a false reading from the Middle Ages. That's not just Shroud of Turin true believers such as myself saying that. Scientists, including some of the very scientists who were on the STRP team, are saying it. When the news broke of the 14th century carbon dating of the shroud, longtime shroud researcher Joseph Marino hypothesized that the sample taken was probably from the repaired area of the shroud. Chemist Raymond Rogers, a fellow at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in Arizona, and who also led the chemical team examining the shroud in 1978 for STRP, stated that Marino was not a scientist and sought to disprove him. Having obtained an actual leftover sample from the 1988 dating, he examined it under a microscope. After the examination, he concluded in agreement with Marino that a cotton patch had been woven into the linen fibers and then dyed to match the color of the linen, thus invalidating the results. He then wrote a peer-reviewed article giving his findings shortly before his death. Rogers also ran a vanillin test on the shroud during his time with Stirp. Vanillin decreases over time. If the shroud was from the 14th century, it should have some vanillin, yet it didn't. Vanillin did, however, show up in the sample that was tested for carbon-14. He wrote in his report, quote, "The presence of vanillin, which decreases over time in the 1988 sample, indicates that it was dated correctly by the C14 test. However, its absence elsewhere in the shroud points to the cloth being old enough to be that of the time of Christ. A determination of the kinetics of vanillin loss in the original cloth suggests that the shroud is between 1300 and 3000 years old." A team led by independent French researcher Tristan Casabianca obtained the raw data from the carbon dating test from the British Museum through a Freedom of Information Act. When he and his team ran through the data, they saw stratification verification, which would indicate a lot of carbon getting into the sample or different threads from different time periods being tested as one. Their findings were published in the journal Archaeometry of Oxford. Casabianca said, quote, "From now on, our statistical analysis, supported by the unpublished reports of the laboratories indicating that the sample contained foreign materials, is of the order of the obvious. The dating of the 1988 test is not reliable." Other tests done on the shroud indicate a more older origin and testify to its authenticity. Along with the image of the man, there are faint images of plants and flowers on the shroud, indicating these were placed on the man for burial purposes. Alan and Mary Wagner analyzed these images using a method of image comparison called PIOT, or Polarized Image Overlay Technique. They reported that the flowers were from the Near East region and from the early centuries. Dr. Max Fay, who was part of the 1978 Stirp investigation, collected dust samples from the shroud at the time. He compared 58 pollen grains with pollen grains from botanical museums throughout the world. His conclusion was that 45 were from the region of Israel, specifically from sedimentary layers dating to 2,000 years ago near the area of the Sea of Galilee. Analysis of the pollen grains by Jurek Borek identified a combination of certain species that could only be found in the months of March and April in the region of Jerusalem during that time period. In 1999, botany professor Avinoam Danon of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem also analyzed the images, saying, quote, "We have identified by images and by pollen grains species on the shroud restricted to the vicinity of Jerusalem. The saying that the shroud is from European origin can't hold." Two pollen grains of the species were also found on the sedarium of Aviado, believed to be the burial face cloth of Jesus. Danon said, quote, "The pollen associated and the similarities of the blood stains in the two cloths prove clear evidence that the shroud originated before the 8th century." The sedarium of Aviado is believed by many to be the cloth that was placed over the face of Jesus at his burial. It was placed on top of the shroud that was already covering his body. The Bible testifies to the use of both cloths, the shroud and the sedarium, John chapter 26 and 7. Simon Peter, following him, also came up, went into the tomb, saw the linen cloth laying on the ground, and also the cloth that had been over his head. This was not with the linen cloth, but rolled up in a place by itself. The sedarium of Aviado is approximately 32 inches by 22 inches and covered with blood stains. Even though it was carbon dated to 700 AD, unlike the shroud, it has a well-documented history and is verified to have been in Palestine before 570 AD. Oops. The laboratory noted that later oil contamination could have resulted in the late dating. But somehow a fire, smoke from said fire, and magic weaving 16th century cotton into a linen cloth could not have thrown the dating of the shroud off. That's just ridiculous. The blood stains on both the shroud and the sedarium carry the extremely rare AB blood type. AB blood type is also the blood type found in Eucharistic miracles. The blood stains on the sedarium of Aviado match the blood stains on the face of the shroud. There are 120 coincidences of blood and fluid stains between the two, thus proving that they were laid one on top of the other. The sudorium does not have the image of the man, showing that it was laid on top. Still, other more recent dating tests of the shroud show that the carbon test done in the 80s could not be accurate. In 2013, Giulio Fonti, professor of mechanical and thermal measurement of the University of Padua in northern Italy, tested the same fibers from the 1988 carbon test. Using infrared light to measure radiation intensity through wavelengths, Fonti and his team dated the shroud to between 399 BC and 400 AD. And of course, you've no doubt heard of the recent test done in 2022 by scientists at the Institute of Crystallography of the National Research Council, who studied samples of fabric from the shroud using a method called wide-angle X-ray scattering, or WAXIS, which showed that the shroud is in fact 2,000 years old. The Shroud of Turin is made of a fine linen woven in a 3-to-1 herringbone pattern. The direction of the twist of the strands affirm the origin of the linen is Palestine and indicates a wealthy owner such as Joseph of Arimathea. Textile expert Mechteld Flori Lemberg discovered a rare type stitch on the back side of the shroud, known only from the Masada fortress in Israel, which fell to the Romans less than a generation before the time of Jesus. The shroud's length and width are in even cubits, a unit of measurement used in Palestine at the time of Jesus and not used in medieval Europe. We have all this evidence showing that the shroud was indeed from the region of Israel and from the time of Jesus, yet people will still insist it is a medieval forgery based on the carbon-14 test as if it trumps all other evidence. Joseph Marino, longtime shroud researcher, said, "The overall accuracy of the C14 test is generally overblown by the C14 community and the perception of the public. The C14 test is generally utilized as a confirmatory test used in conjunction with other data points. If the results match with other data points, it's a strong indication that the dating assigned is correct. If it doesn't match with other data points, it is often discarded, even if it's not known why the date was apparently inaccurate. Most people are unaware of how often rogue dates are produced in various datings. There was even an instance in the 1980s where an object was dated into the future. Given all the previous testing on the shroud that seemed to indicate it was an ancient Jewish burial cloth, the medieval dating of the shroud did not match most of the other data points. In most cases of this nature, the C14 date would have been thrown out. But in this case, the opposite happened. All the other data indicating authenticity is thrown out, and there's no doubt this happened because it is claimed to be the burial cloth of Jesus." Barry M. Schwartz, a photographer and member of the STIRP team who documented the shroud in 1978, said, "Today there are at least 6 peer-reviewed scientific articles that challenge the results of the carbon dating. I'm Jewish, so I don't have a horse in this race, but I've come to believe it is the authentic burial cloth because I've looked at the science." Okay, so maybe this shroud isn't a medieval forgery, and it is from the first century in the area around Jerusalem. Perhaps it was even the burial cloth of a man named Jesus who was crucified. So what? That doesn't prove Jesus resurrected from the dead. No, but the resurrection would explain the image, and science hasn't been able to do that yet. As stated, there is a faint image of a man on the shroud. It is a 3-dimensional photographic negative image imprinted on a non-photographic sensitive linen cloth. You must be standing no closer than 6 or 8 feet from the shroud to see it. Any closer and the image on the cloth disappears. According to STIRP, this image was not formed by dyes, chemicals, vapors, or scorching, so no, it was not painted. After much testing, no one has been able to reproduce the image at the microscopic level of the linen fibers, at least not with medieval technology. The image is on the outermost layers of the cloth, penetrating only a fraction of the width of a human hair. This has only been achieved with high-energy bursts of ultraviolet radiation. In other words, the only explanation science can show for the image on the shroud is high-energy bursts of radiation coming from every point of the man's body. I think being resurrected from the dead would achieve that. Also, the image is on top of the bloodstains, so the bloodstains were on the shroud before the image was imprinted. In 1898, Italian photographer Secondo Pia was allowed to photograph the shroud. When the negatives were examined, this is what he saw. The image of the crucified man is a negative rather than a positive. So if you take a picture and look at the negative, you see the positive 3D image of a crucified man. The proportions of the man's body on the shroud are perfect, according to artists like Dami Isabel Pacek. In 2017, a team from the Hospital University of Padua, Italy, led by Matteo Bevilacqua, conducted a forensic study of the image on the shroud and found it was a person who suffered and died in exactly the manner of Christ as recorded in the Gospels. The man in the image was whipped with what we now know the ancient Romans would have used, which is a three-pronged whip with metal balls at the end of each prong. The man was also crucified through the wrists and not the palm. Only in recent times did science discover that crucifixion through the palm would not support the weight of a man, but through the wrists it would. This information was lost since crucifixion has not been practiced since ancient times, and a medieval forger would most certainly have shown nail marks through the palm, since that was how Jesus was most commonly depicted. As you can see, the scientific evidence that the Shroud of Turin is the actual burial cloth of Jesus is overwhelming, and the resurrection is the only real plausible explanation for the image that appears on it. Yet the doubters will continue to cling to an old dating result from a highly dubious dating method that other scientists, including some of those who were on the STIRP project itself, have discredited and dismissed as not being reliable. So I guess the old saying is true. For those who want to believe, no amount of evidence is necessary, but for those who do not wish to believe, no amount of evidence will do. And I've noticed that's how God works. He always leaves enough evidence so that those who wish to know the truth can see it, but leaves enough room for doubt so that those who do not wish to know the truth can plausibly deny it. Until my next video, God bless.